We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America. From radio beacon to radio beacon. I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Overnight, Kyrie Irving apologizing after a firestorm of criticism and a five-game suspension without pay from the Brooklyn Nets. Last week, the NBA star, who has a huge social media following, posted a link to a movie that embraces anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and denies the Holocaust.
Oh,
Irving now writing, "To all Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize." But it comes after days of combative appearances, including a press conference Thursday, in which Irving did not offer a full apology and refused to answer whether he had anti-Semitic beliefs.
I don't know how the label becomes justified, because you guys ask me the same questions over and over again.
I think what people want to hear, though, is just a yes or no on that question. Yes or no.
I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from.
His team in the NBA frustrated. The Nets writing, "We were dismayed today that Kyrie refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs, nor acknowledge specific hateful material in the film." Irving's overnight apology now saying, "I want to clarify any confusion on where I stand fighting against anti-Semitism by apologizing for posting the documentary without context." Rapper Kanye West, who has prominently expressed anti-Semitic beliefs in the past few weeks, weighing in on this controversy before the suspension was announced, tweeting out Irving's photo.
"We have NBA stars, we have hip-hop entertainers, all contributing to an environment in which anti-Semitism is unambiguously elevated at levels we literally haven't seen in about 45 years. That's scary."
It comes at a time of heightened fears about anti-Semitism. The New Jersey FBI division tweeting this week that it has received credible information of a broad threat to synagogues in New Jersey.
Oh my God.
For the Jewish community, the threats making it all the more urgent to fight public anti-Semitism. Irving and the Nets have also said they'll donate $500,000 each to anti-hate organizations. The team said Irving would be suspended without pay for at least five games and until he takes measures to address the harmful aspects of his conduct.
Okay, here's my question. What is this all about? What is this new thing with, a young hip-hop artist who may or may not be mentally ill and, contrarians that play basketball for the Brooklyn Nets? What is this thing that's going on now where minority communities that are normally allied together in the fight for fairness, justice, a sense of being able to weigh in on, politics, are now being torn asunder, are now being divided and siloed, if you will, into, less important groups. Instead of a united group with, the same goals, we're now being divided into this camp and that camp in subcamps. I don't understand. This guy, Kyrie, I was talking to Brett about him. Because I vaguely remembered he was an anti-vaxxer, because I'm not really an NBA follower. I mean, I could watch it. I'm a fan. I like it. It's a good sport. Don't get me wrong. But it's not something that I could name players on a team or, tell you, who won, the season. That's not my thing. But I do remember him. And I remember him during the COVID era. Okay, which, by the way, has been tamed somewhat. But during the height of COVID, I remember he was an anti-vaxxer. I remember that. And I remember that he couldn't play for his own team because he wouldn't get vaccinated. And that he was obstinate about it. Like a real team player. Do you know what I'm saying? Just shoving his team overboard for his own contrarian beliefs, right? And so I thought, okay, maybe he's just a contrarian by nature. Maybe this is who he is. Maybe he just likes, sticking it to people. Maybe he likes to say things that he knows are bizarre. But you know what? This man was about to lose a ton of money. And he still wouldn't apologize. He still wouldn't do it. So this is more than just being a contrarian, okay? This has something to do with, you know, finding that hypocrisy, meaning his fake apology over there, you know, is easier than losing money, right? He'd rather be a hypocrite than a broke one. That's all I can, you know, deduce here. And this comes, you know, and I've had clips of Kanye in my, you know, library here for a long time. I mean, probably since the middle of October when Kanye first started with his anti-Semitism. And I haven't played it because I just felt bad that maybe he's mentally ill. Maybe he's, you know, having some, you know, episode of mental illness. And you know, you shouldn't really, you know, attack people who are in the throes of, you know, a disorder while they're in the throes of the disorder. That's why I won't play Paul Gosar showing me he's got dyskinesia, which he does. And he's campaigning with Carrie Lake, standing there with his entire body shaking from head to toe. His head moving, you know, involuntary, you know, he's not doing it on purpose. It's involuntary, you know, movements. It's dyskinesia. It's not my thing to, you know, like pick on people when they're ill. But something's going on in the community of the GOP worshipers that is affecting safety, right? I mean, the only reason why I bring it up is because last night there was an alert that the FBI felt that they had to put out telling all synagogues and, you know, like Jewish day schools in New Jersey that there was a massive statewide threat to all these synagogues. Now, I don't know if you understand synagogues at all, but they have preschools in them. They have 12-year-old boys going there for bar mitzvah lessons. They got all kinds of activities, JCCs and everything else, just like anybody else's organization would have if they tend to a community. And the idea that we saw some crazy person go into the Tree of Life synagogue, you know, sort of recently, and mow down a whole bunch of people there, which was like the biggest, you know, attack on the Jewish community in this country in forever. And that this is a thing now that's actually burling over, and that you have people who are, you know, a natural ally of the Jewish community now peeling off from being allied with the Jewish community in the name of some damn thing. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Is it just that they're Republicans? Is it just that they're mentally ill? Is it just that they're contrarians? I don't know. And I'm trying to understand what this is. Because this is bad. This is dangerous. This is literally putting people in harm's way. This is putting children in harm's way. This is just incendiary stuff that doesn't need to happen. And the thing about this guy is he tweeted out, okay, Kyrie Irving, who plays for the Brooklyn Nets, he tweeted out a link, tweeted, okay? Can you imagine this, okay? Like his Twitter account. For all the millions that he's going to now pay, okay, it could have cost him another $8 because, you know, he's on Twitter now. That's another thing. What are we going to do about that? What are we going to do? Are we going to stay on there? Are we going to not stay on there? You know, it's the whole thing, the whole world is just literally tearing us apart so that we can't talk to each other, so that we can't share ideas with each other, right? Anyway, he tweeted out this link to a movie that's literally called Hebrews to Negroes. What? Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. Hebrews to Negroes? Was that produced by Stephen Miller? I mean, this is like the most self-loathing title I've ever... Hebrews to Negroes. Just call it, you know, Yids to Schwarzes. I honestly can't believe that. And so I wanted to see, like, what this was. Because it sounds like an elevator pitch for a racist science fiction movie about lab experiments that have gone horribly wrong. Oh, it's very bizarre. It's a bizarro theory.